Being a ministry wife is a vocation without a job description. And let's be honest, sometimes it seems like ministry might be easier if we did have one. If you are a ministry wife like me and are looking for hope, perspective, and a little bit of practical advice regarding your role, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Christine Hoover, author of How to Thrive as a Pastor's Wife. Welcome to the Ministry Wives Podcast, a production of the North American Mission Board. Join me as we hear from women from various ministry contexts, having authentic conversations about our shared joys and challenges, even the ones we're unsure we can talk about. No topic is off limits. Today, my guest is my friend, Rachel Shelton. Rachel is married to Chris, who runs T-Bar M Camps in New Braunfels, Texas. Rachel joins me to share about the unique joys and challenges of serving alongside her husband in camp ministry. She shares how God called them into camp ministry, what truths she's learned about God and about herself through camp ministry, and how this kind of ministry fits with their investment in their local church. Here, friends, is my conversation with Rachel Shelton. It's my privilege to welcome my longtime friend, Rachel Shelton, to the podcast. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, Christine. Thanks for having me.
We have known each other. We probably shouldn't say how many years because then everyone will know how old we are. But since college days.
Right.
We were roommates back in college and have stayed in touch. So we have this really fun group of friends that we all met in college and we get together every summer the last weekend in July.
20 plus years, right? Well, that kind of dates us a little bit, but it has. It's been over 20 years we've been getting together each year. So
yeah, in fact, it was at your house this summer. We all slept on air mattresses in your house.
We did. It was fun. It was fun. So
super fun. And ever since I've known you, you've always been involved in camp ministry. You were a camp counselor when we were in college. You served in camp ministry after college. And now you are married to a man who also is called into camp ministry. And so we're going to talk about that today. But first, I would love for you to introduce yourself to my listeners. Tell us about you.
Awesome. Well, yes, my name is Rachel Shelton. I live in New Braunfels, Texas. I'm married to my husband, Chris, who, as you mentioned, I did meet working at our camp, which is called T-Bar M. I can explain what that is in a bit. But yeah, we have two kids, a fifth grade girl and a fourth grade boy. And so just that upper elementary age. And that's where we've been. We've been in New Braunfels the last 2.5 years. We were in Dallas the last 15 years before that. So good to be back here at home in the Hill Country.
Yes. So tell us about T-Bar M. You said I can tell you what that means. I don't even know what it means.
Yes. Well, it's kind of a funny name. It's the letter T. We say the word bar in the letter M because obviously we're in Texas. And so we're all familiar with like a cattle brand. And so that is how you read a cattle brand. It's the letter T and the letter M with a bar over it. And so it's funny. It's hard to Google. It's hard to market. and it always sounds funny when you're saying it, but we work at T-Bar M Camps. And so we have 6 camps. And just think, I like to describe it as just think like Parent Trap. When you send your kid off to summer camp for a week in the summers, that is what my husband does is he runs all 6 of our physical camp locations. So
yeah. And so like one is a family camp, one is for younger kids and one is for teenagers. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. We have 6 camps, physical locations. 5 of them are here in New Braunfels. We have a traveling camp and one on Lake Travis. So there's like a day camp, a family camp, an elementary school camp, a middle school and high school camp. And then we actually have another day camp out in Midland. So West Texas, but there are 6 camp programs all under the umbrella of T-Bar M Camps.
Yes, it's a big thing. And actually my oldest son worked as a counselor there this summer. So I got to come. I had seen it back in the day, but it's really grown into a huge whole thing.
It is. It's a lot more than we would have ever thought. It just started as, you know, summer sports camps here in New Braunfels. And now we've just grown just a little bit more to where it's 6 camps and 2 different locations, 3 different locations. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to talk to you, well, 1, because I love you and I love talking to you, but 2, I wanted to talk to somebody who's doing a unique kind of ministry, and camp ministry definitely fits into that. And I would love to hear how you and Chris view your calling to ministry.
Yeah, that's really fun. One, it is a super fun job. And like I said, you picture sending your kid off to summer camp in the summer. And so who's running those places? Who are the staff? We feel incredibly responsible and feel the weightiness of what his job is. I mean, parents, as you know, are entrusting their children to us for a week. And that is a huge thing to send your kid to an overnight camp away from you. Even the last few years when we've been down here and I started sending my kids to overnight camp, I was looking back and thinking, in college, I had no idea the responsibility of taking care of someone else's child, of what that is. And so my husband is ultimately responsible for all the directors and those who oversee each camp, which means those who recruit our counselors, which are all college aged, which then gives those campers that experience. And so it's a huge responsibility and a calling. And on the flip side, it's really fun. Like sometimes we step back and laugh and we're like, Chris, this is literally your job. It is, yeah. It is so much fun. And so we love it. We work hard, we play hard, and really take that seriously. And for whatever reason, God called us right here back in our 40s. I think that's what's kind of the funny thing. You said you knew me in college, obviously, and I would go be a summer camp counselor. And then I worked here at TBRM for 7.5 years full-time before getting married and moving away to Dallas. And so when we were in Dallas the last 15 years, we just, life went on. We would send our kids to camp for the week. And my husband had a different job. And then that's what's funny is we never thought we'd be back at camp in our 40s. And so here we are in a totally different role that's been totally unexpected, but know we're supposed to be here. It's really great. It's the move we never knew we needed. And so we've loved it. It's been a gift for our family. It's been a gift for our marriage. And like I said, it's pretty fun as well.
Yeah. Okay. So for the listener who might not understand, I've gotten a look behind the curtain of what this means for you as a family. So summers and years during the school year are different. Can you explain what that looks like?
Right. So that's funny. People ask Chris all the time, so what do you do the rest of the year? Like when camp's not going on those 10, 12 weeks in the summer, what do you do the rest of the year? And so we live in this little town in New Braunfels. Well, it's not little anymore. It's growing, but we live, work, and play. We don't live on camp property. We have a house. We send our kids to school just as normal these 9 months out of the year. And then we physically move our family for those 13 weeks of the summer out to our camp property location on Lake Travis, which means for our family, we're eating 3 meals a day with, you know, 50 college students and 200 campers. There is music blaring. We're in a big, ours is called the Rio, but it's like a big dining hall, a big mess hall. People are standing. Picture summer camp. You're singing on tables. You're going to activities. We're swimming at the lake. And we're just the little camp director family that lives in the house at the end of the field. And so for our family, our kids, literally, we live somewhere 9 months. We move somewhere in the summer for 3 months. Live somewhere 9 months, move somewhere in the 3 months. So there's some challenges that come with that. But we wouldn't trade it for the world. Our kids are around godly college students who love the Lord immensely. And my kids get to see their dad do their job at work. I mean, how many kids do you know that actually literally see their dad or their mom really do their actual job? Kids don't go to the office with their dad, but in the summers, we're literally there for 10, 12, 13 weeks in the summer. So it's a unique rhythm that just takes, I like to say, sometimes it just feels like we're built for it. We really just go with the flow. And like you were mentioning before, you said you seems like a perfect job. It is a great fit for us. And it's been pretty great.
Yeah. So do your kids go to camp?
They do go to camp. So where we physically live in the summer is our middle and high school camp. My kids are not that old yet. So I send them away to our other location, and I don't see them for those 7 days that they're there. We run 10 one-week sessions. So ours are just Sunday afternoons to Saturday mornings. And so, yeah, my kids went session 4 1 week this past summer, the last couple summers, where I don't see them because it's a different camp location all under the TBRM umbrella. So, yeah. Uh-huh.
So for you, you know, this podcast is for ministry wives, and that can be any kind of ministry, including camp ministry. You are a ministry wife. So I would love to hear what this looks like for you. And I, knowing you, I know this is a calling that you feel just as equally as Chris, but you're not doing the job. You don't have the job description. Right. So how do you view your part in this? What is your calling?
Yeah. So you're right. I am not technically, I'm not an employee of TBRM. And so I don't get a paycheck. But like you said, this is our calling. I am just as all in as my husband. He's the one who is the employee with the responsibility. But this is our life. We are something unique about the way TBRM is structured is we're real big on pouring into our counselors. We call them coaches, just because it was originated as a sports camp, but we pour into our counselors, we pour into our coaches big time, which means I get to have a part in that. And specifically with the girls on staff, I lead a leadership group of girls, think community group, life group, small group in kind of a church setting. But in the summers, we have our staff divided up to where they're getting poured into by other staff. And then I get to pour into those leadership girl staff. And so there's this real trickle down effect of pouring into our counselors so that they are filled up to pour into the campers, who is obviously, that's the whole point of putting on camp is for the campers. But it's surprising how much our staff grow while they are in that role serving, just as it is with anything you've ever seen. And so my role, I get to pour into the leadership, who's pouring into the counselors, who's pouring into the campers. And I get to lead our girls' staff Bible study a couple times a week. And then really just a big part of our family being out there in the summers is allowing campers and counselors alike to see our family do life together. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they just get to be a part of a family. It's been modeled that relationship that it talks about in, is it 1 Thessalonians 2, where it talks about, we loved you so much to share with you not only the gospel, but our lives as well. I mean, we just are literally living life on life with these friends. And so we're crying together, we're working together, we're praying together. And those counselors and campers always know that there's somebody walking alongside them. And so that's kind of been my role. And like I said, I'm not on payroll, but it's our life. It is, it's what we do. It's who we are. It's everything about us is all in with TBRM. Yeah. So,
What would you say are the unique challenges and joys of camp ministry?
Yeah, that's, well, one, I mean, sounds shallow, but it is super fun. Where is it? John 10:10. Is it like, Satan's come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have life abundantly. I truly feel like we get this taste of abundant life, whether that is doing fun things where kids come away for a week and they are swimming in the lake, learning how to water ski, learning how to play pickleball. They are doing fun things. They are tasting what it's like to be away from their cell phones for the week. They are getting in God's word every day as a practice. They're around college students who are having a ball in being fully devoted followers of Christ. And so I think that's part of the unique joy of being at camp is it's really fun. And then on the more deep down serious side, the joys of seeing God do what only He can do. I mean, the way He arranges what campers are in which cabins and the experiences that the kid maybe wants to come share at camp. And then that's something that the counselor has walked through previously and gets to sit in or hear for the first time what that camper is dealing with. We couldn't arrange stuff like that on our own. That is something only God can do. And so we see God move in unique ways because campers are pulled away from their normal life. And the reality is it's the same God, and we're giving them a glimpse of Him in a unique environment, which hopefully then translates to when they go back home, is that's the same God that met you at camp, is the same God that's in your school, is the same God that's in your church, is the same God that's there at your family, is pointing Him to that. And so it's just a unique perspective we get for a little tiny slice of their life that 1 week in the summer. So that's
that's probably one of the most unique things I've loved watching is kids getting away and hearing from the Lord in a way that they hadn't noticed before. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. What about the challenges though? Because there's got to be some challenges to this kind of ministry.
Yeah, there are. I for sure, the pace of life and the rhythm of life is super unique. That we move multiple times, you know, move in May and then move back home in August. There's some uniqueness to that because it is, we're recruiting. I mean, we have, I want to say between the six camps, over 500 or around 500 summer staff. So that means all 10, 12, 15 directors that my husband is on a team with, they're recruiting year round. So fall and spring, they are on college campuses, living life with college students, seeing, hey, are you a fit to come serve at camp for this summer? And so that is the unique piece that I feel is my husband's on the road multiple weeks in the fall and multiple weeks in the spring. And then, you know, for 13 weeks in the summer, it is literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is go, go, go. So I think that's the unique challenge. There are some hard things that come with that, but literally on the flip side, when we step back, we just feel like we were built for that. And so that's kind of fun to see that the Lord has given us the ability to navigate in what he's called us to right now. And so we're kind of happy to be a part of the ride and along for the ride. So,
yeah. Do you think your kids are built for it too?
So far it feels like they are. They think all these 21, 22 year old college students are their besties. They think they're just buddies and friends, and they think it's normal to see someone walking across a dining hall wearing a full-on skit costume or dressed as a banana or dressed as a clown. That's just normal.
Yeah.
They think it's normal at meals to have people dancing on tables and loud music playing. And on the flip side, they also think it's normal to see kids spread out all over the property in the summers, getting in God's word and just learning what it is to have a quiet time. And so, our kids seem to really go with the flow at this point. And that's a fun affirmation. We knew we were supposed to come, and a big, big gift, the big cherry on top was getting to raise our kids in this environment. So it's pretty great.
I love that for y'all and for them. A lot of what you do really is college ministry. You're on college campuses, you're recruiting college students to be counselors. You're investing in college or college plus age kids, and kids really, they're adults. So I would love to hear from you just what you're learning about ministering to college students these days.
That's something that's really fun. That's probably one of my favorite, don't tell the campers, that's probably our favorite part of the job is the connections we get to make with college students. And you saw it, it shaped me and who I was in college. It shaped who I am, my view of people, my view of the Lord. It sharpened my commitment to the Lord. It taught me how to get in the word and have quiet time and how to really just do life in a way that honors the Lord. And so the joy of being on the back end is watching college students. There's nothing new under the sun. Like, college students are still figuring out who they are. They're still figuring out what it looks like to live life on life with people. They're still figuring out how to get up and serve kids when you are physically, emotionally, spiritually exhausted. And so that's something fun that we love is getting to do life with these college students. And, you know, we're just a few steps ahead of them. Sometimes we look, Chris and I look at each other and laugh, and we're like, okay, wait, we're in our 40s. We are not 22, but sometimes it feels like we are, because we're just wrestling in and walking alongside these college students with the same things that we learned while we were at camp, how to work hard, how to, you know, get up and pour out and truly just, you know, I say silly, it's not silly. When somebody is struggling with something, we just learned a discipline of, okay, just stop down and pray with them right then and there. It's just that doing ministry and being who you are and talking to God just as you're going along your way. And I think that's something that we saw at camp when we were in college working as counselors. And then it's just been something we've get to shepherd those college students through now. So it's a really unique perspective. I'm challenged too, to try to not keep up with all the trends and try to be so cool and relate to them. You know, the times have changed, but the same hearts haven't. And so I laugh. I was on a text message with some of our leadership girls and I'm like, what does that mean? Is that a good phrase? You know, she typed in some funny word that was super trendy right now. And I'm like, is that good or bad? And so learning to be who we are as we relate to the students and share what the Lord's doing, because they're not looking for people older than them to try to connect and be real young and hip. They're just looking for people who are going to point them to Christ. And,
yeah.
And that's, we're doing our best to try to do that as we try to do that for ourselves. So
I can totally hear you saying, what is that? Is that good or bad? I don't know. Someone
it is. It is. And they can laugh at it because I can laugh at myself. So
that's funny. I'd love for you to speak to what you just mentioned about students are learning how to work hard and how to get up when they're physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted, and serve others. Because every ministry wife listening, yeah, she has experienced that. And so how are you helping the college kids work through that?
Yeah, I wish we had a great canned answer that we could bottle and package and send that out. But I remember being in college, being a counselor at TBRM, and, you know, each day the campers clean up their cabin and you've got to clean toilets and, you know, get your cabin kind of ready for inspection. This just kind of normal daily routine. And I remember back then praying the simplest prayers. I'm laying on my bed going, Lord, you've got to sit me up and put my feet on the ground. I have nothing left to give to these campers, you know, these 8, 10, 12 year olds at the time. I have nothing left. And seeing the Lord be faithful with that simple prayer. And so don't we all face that even just now today, as going, Lord, get me up, help me get my kids ready for school. Help me support my husband in what he's doing. Help me go be who I need to be. And the way we kind of do that with the college students is, for one, it's letting them be a part of our family and see us do that. You know, I'll share with the girls that I'm doing life with in the summers, y'all, I'm exhausted today and my kids are on my last nerve and I'm kind of running out of energy. I need y'all to pray for me and I need to learn how to yield to the Spirit in that. And so some of it's a modeling. I wish there were a formula on teaching college kids how to do that. But I think some of it is just put them in that environment and let the Lord go to work. And so, you know, camp doesn't slow down because the counselors are tired or because I'm tired, or camp keeps going. And to watch the faithfulness of them see the Lord fulfill that is really, really sweet. Yeah. So.
Well, one of the things I want to ask you about, and I know you and I have talked about this before, but how does the work you do with camp, how does that work with being involved in your local church? Because you guys are really involved in your local church in New Braunfels. Yeah. Then you leave for the summer and you're serving. And I don't know how that works in terms of, do you ever go back to church? I don't really know. But how does that work in the big picture with camp ministry?
Yeah, that's actually something huge. When we were considering coming back to New Braunfels the last couple of years, when they had called and asked, would you come down and do this job? We had gotten a taste of what a healthy local church looks like the last 15 years while we were in Dallas. And so we knew if we moved back into parachurch ministry, that's not the same as church ministry and being a part of a local church. And so anyway, we came down here. We are, like you said, we are fully involved in our local church. And to us, what that means is the church is the people, right? And so we're in a community group. We're serving in different ministries in children's, young adults, pre-marrieds in our church. I'm in women's Bible study. We are all in with our local church body. The uniqueness is that we physically move for 3 months out of the year. And so whereas we might not be there for Sunday gatherings in the summer, obviously now post COVID, we all can probably pipe in messages or watch on a live stream of our local church. So in the summers, that's what we do, is we pipe in and Facebook live stream our church messages. But like you said, that's not the fullness of the local church. And so we are keeping up with friends that are in our community and that we do life with. But I will say that's been a unique thing for us to get adjusted to, is when we're gone for those 13 weeks, we do miss those I don't want to call them secondary relationships, but the relationships of people that you see at church that they're not your besties, but they're people that you know you're all in it. That turn and greet the person next to you, that, oh, we serve together in children's. I've sure missed seeing you the last few weeks. And so we try to stay connected as much as we're able, even though we are physically gone. But I think that that speaks to the, we're keeping up with relationships, even though we aren't physically present. They're reaching out. We try to see them when we can, whether that's here and there, or like our community group will come out and see us in the summer.
Oh, that's good.
Just to keep that touch. But there is definitely a uniqueness to physically moving 3 months out of the year because we are so involved. We don't just go sit in church on a Sunday and listen to a sermon and leave. We are fully invested in serving, and we do miss out on that, and we feel it.
Yeah.
And it's unique too. In a parachurch ministry, we are getting corporate gathering that need filled, and we are getting corporate worship because it's camp. We're having worship services every night and getting in the word every morning. So there's some elements of the faith that are being scratched and fulfilled by that parachurch ministry, but nothing replaces that being a part of a local church. And so that's something we're getting used to, but we also don't forego that fellowship of believers those other 9 months. We're still needing to stay connected to them. But
yeah. How has your church supported you in your ministry?
Yeah, that's really great. Well, one thing is fun is because we're here in town, there's a number of kids from our church who come out to camp. And so each session we may have one or two kids from our home church. So see their parents on opening day and closing day. Obviously nowadays with technology, community group, the wives in our community group, we do FaceTime with each other, or we are on a group text. And so we stay as connected as we can, but our church has been really supportive of us because they care and believe in what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I will say that's something unique. A lot of kids stereotypically will come to camp or go on a mission trip in the summers. And then how great to cast that vision of go back and plug in, because if you just expect their spiritual walk to grow every summer and just get that shot in the arm, that's not what we're called to. And so we get to say, hey, go home, plug into your local church. The things you're learning about God here, you can learn in your Sunday school. You can learn in your youth group. You can learn, you know, in your family's community group. Yeah. And so pushing them to that, because it's sincere, because it's such a part of our lives is, yeah, you have to be a part of the local church. You don't just go sit and hear teaching. You can do that online, but that's not what church is. Church is not just hearing great teaching. Church is being a part of the body. And so I feel we both feel incredibly supported. People checking in on us in the summer, praying for us, and then just little visits here and there just for those 13 weeks to get us through that.
That's so great. Well, I know probably a lot of women listening are not in your role, but they may be in camp ministry. They may feel like their husband's role or their role in ministry is just really unique. You know, maybe a lot of people don't meet people like them or you know, they may not feel that people understand them. And I'm just wondering what wisdom you would share with anyone who's listening that's in a similar spot or season as you.
Yeah, no, that's good. Okay, you're going to think this is not genuine, but I kid you not, someone on one of your podcasts used this phrase, and this is what I have been saying as anybody asks me about what we do. I used to always say, we just strive for balance. We just strive for balance. And one gal that you interviewed at some point said, I don't strive for balance. I strive for integration. And so I think whatever role in ministry we're in, we personally, our style is we strive for integration. And so as we are connecting with others, whether that's camp ministry or church ministry or parachurch missions ministry, is just letting people in our lives and not separating out, well, that's work, well, that's ministry, well, that's school. And I need to go back and figure out who it was who said that.
No, I don't remember.
It hit me so hard that I literally the last year plus have been saying, whatever role in ministry in, we're strive for integration. So, hey, come eat dinner at our house. Come sit with us at a meal. Come over while I'm folding laundry. Our ministry is very integrated because it's our whole family. And yeah. So whereas camp is unique, the idea of being ministers of the gospel is not unique. That's a calling we all have. And so whether we're in corporate America or whether we're staying at home with our kids or whether, like us, we're on staff at a summer camp, come along. Let's see what God has for us. Just jump in wherever we are. And so kudos to whoever your prior guest was who said we strive for integration, not balance, because balance seems really unattainable of like, okay, I need my family time. I need our ministry time. I need our church time. That's impossible. We just kind of integrate it all and keep it all blended together and come along with us and let's do life together. We use that phrase a lot around here. It's just, who do you do life with? Who are you doing life with?
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I love it. You are built for this, Rachel. You are.
It feels like we are, and maybe just because we love it. And that's not to say it's easy. Right. It's not to say that it is, you know, we're not on cruise control. We have to really work really hard to yield and to see what God has for us in each conversation. But it does feel like we are just built for it. Things that could be a huge burden aren't. They're a joy. It's a joy to move back and forth. It's a joy for my kids to get away for the summer and have 22-year-olds be their best friends. And
yeah,
it's a joy to wake up and watch a new group of campers each week come in and see what God has for them and what he's going to, you know, do in their lives. And just to be a part of that, to be a part of walking alongside everybody doing it. Mm-hmm. So
do you think you'll be doing this when you're 60?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I don't know. I'd be doing this when I was in my 40s. And so,
well, that's true.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, if God has us doing it when we're in our 60s, we'll be here. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks, Rachel. This has been so fun to have you on my podcast. I love it.
Thanks, Christine. Love seeing you.
Ladies, if you are a woman who leads in ministry, whether you're on staff or in a volunteer capacity, I would love to invite you to join me for the first National Women's Evangelism Conference in Alpharetta, Georgia on April 8th and 9th next year. I know this event will encourage and equip you to create a culture of evangelism in your ministry. Register today and make plans to join us. Visit namevangelism.com/women-conference or visit the link in the show notes for all the details. Can't wait to see you there.